Letterbox, the Norwich Talking newspaper. This is edition number 1917, recorded on Thursday, the 28th of July, 2016. Your views and comments are important to us, and you can call us on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365 at any time, and leave a message and we will return your call as soon as we can. Your readers on this part of Chatterbox are Alison Aplin
and Brian Clark. On this part of Chatterbox, in addition to the stories making the news in Norwich this week, we have letters from the evening news and a feature by Derek James telling of a forgotten World War One hero. But we begin with plans to convert a Norwich church. We have news that a former Norwich City chairman pledges support for East Anglia's children's hospices, and news of the influence of Polish people in Norfolk after the Second World War. Sainsbury's store in Norwich raises money for the NNAB, and the BHS store in St Stephen's is finally set to close. Also, a Victoria Cross hero is finally recognised with a memorial.
Residents who are against plans to convert a Norwich church into 20 flats are urging other neighbours to have their say on the future of the site. Wyndham-based The Interested Building Company wants to convert the now unused St Peter's Methodist Church off Park Lane and the associated Church Hall and Boys Brigade buildings into homes. But some neighbours are objecting over fears their properties will get less sunlight and daylight, and they have concerns over parking and overlooking. With the plans set to be discussed by Norwich City Council, a group of residents are asking people living in the area if they think the buildings should only be partially converted or fully converted, but used to build environmentally friendly housing. Richard Povey of Doris Road said, "The acute impact of the proposal on traffic generation, sewerage capacity, right to light, noise and other amenity issues have not been properly considered by the developer." The residents do not believe maintaining the church and community centre are viable, but said that a partial conversion would create fewer housing units and have less impact on the area. The developers did not wish to comment.
A former Norwich City Football Club chairman has pledged his support for local children with life-threatening conditions after taking a leadership role with the charity's fundraising appeal. Roger Munby will chair a newly formed committee with East Anglia's Children's Hospices, that's EACH, Nook Appeal, which will see a team of influential local people volunteering their support. Mr. Munby, chairman of the Canaries between 2002 and 2009, and the other committee members will work with the charity's trustees and management team to expand the reach of the appeal and increase awareness so that more funds can be raised. The appeal was launched in 2014 to get money for a new £10 million hospice at Framlingham Earl. The organisation has outgrown its current hospice in Quiddenham due to the changing and more complex needs of the children and young people it cares for, and the increased demand for its services.
A new group aims to explore and record the stories of how Poles have contributed to life in Norfolk since the Second World War and earlier. The Norfolk Polish Heritage Group is working with the Norfolk Record Office to research and gather oral histories or memorabilia that will help to create an archive of Polish influence in the county. One of the group's members, Adrian O'Dell, said, "The generation of Poles who came during the war or just after the war has almost gone. And I think it's up to the subsequent generations to keep the Polish flame alive." Mr. O'Dell's father, Stefan Zolkowski O'Dell, came to the UK following the German invasion of Poland in 1939. He joined the RAF and later became a successful businessman in the county. As well as creating an archive, the group hopes to hold regular meetings, exhibitions and gatherings, and wants to establish Polish conversation classes aimed at English speakers trying to learn Polish, or Poles who would like to improve their English skills. Mr. O'Dell said the idea of starting the group came before last month's referendum vote to leave the EU and was not connected to the Brexit decision. He added the initial idea was to tap into the people who came just after the war or during the war, but we want to make it broad. He hoped that more recent arrivals from Poland who would have settled or planned to settle here would contribute. The Norfolk Polish Heritage Group would like to hear from anyone living in Norfolk and Norwich who has family connections with Poland or an affinity with that country.
Norwich. Sainsbury's in Queen Road in Norwich organised a fashion show to raise money for the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind. The night was a huge success and involved local businesses. Limelight Kids Choir provided entertainment images. Studio from Heartsease did the hair styling, and colleagues and their children were the models. Including a raffle and a cake sale, £500 was raised. It was the last fundraising event for the charity, as the supermarket will now begin supporting another organisation.
BHS staff were due to be told that their jobs would be going into redundancy consultation as MPs published their damning report into the downfall of the high street chain. The branches in Norwich, Great Yarmouth and Lowestoft were not included among the 50 which will be closed by the 30th of July, but they are expected to shut up shop by the 20th of August. In the meantime, they'll be wound down as cut-price stock is sold off, causing uncertainty for staff anxious about finding new jobs and frustration among landlords who do not know when they will be able to reclaim and relet their premises. About 60 staff work at the Norwich BHS, with many having already moved on to other jobs. A further 25 are employed at the Great Yarmouth store. Norwich's St Stephen Street branch, which is owned by Aviva Investors, has already been the subject of interest from other retailers keen to move in when BHS finally moves out.
A forgotten hero of the First World War is finally to be honoured with a permanent memorial in the city he called home, 100 years after his extraordinary acts of bravery. A memorial remembering Sidney Day, who was awarded the highest military honour, the Victoria Cross, for saving the lives of countless others, will be placed at the landmark war memorial facing City Hall. After years of campaigning by the Evening News, the government has decided that a ceremony will take place on August the 26th, 2017, to unveil the stone. And later in Chatterbox, the story of Sidney Day will be told in our first feature.